One spring evening, a seemingly healthy man in his early 40s went for his usual run, and his heart decided it had had enough. After weeks of strange heart palpitations he'd been ignoring, an invisible force gripped his chest like a steel fist, forcing him to stop mid-stride. Here's the truly shocking part. Despite this terrifying warning, he did nothing. Why? Because he'd spent his entire life eating whatever he wanted, chocolate for breakfast, chips for dinner, without consequence. He was one of those infuriatingly fat-resistant people we all know. But becoming a new father changed everything. That health crisis launched journalist Boss Cast on a years-long research odyssey through thousands of nutrition studies, ultimately producing The Diet Compass, a number one bestseller across Europe, translated into 25 languages. What he discovered challenges nearly everything we've been told about healthy eating, particularly our decades-long fear of fat. Ironically, the widespread fat phobia since the 1980s may have actually fueled our obesity epidemic, as people replaced natural fats with rapidly digested carbohydrates that left them perpetually hungry. Mormon crickets swarm Australian roads during migration, creating a grim cycle. Vehicles crush some insects, others rush to cannibalize them for protein, only to become roadkill themselves. These insects hunt protein with single-minded intensity, and humans do the same. A Swiss chalet experiment split 10 participants into protein-rich and protein-poor groups. The protein-rich group consumed 38% fewer calories while maintaining constant protein intake. The protein-poor group ate 39% more calories, desperately trying to reach their protein target. This protein leverage effect explains modern overeating. Farmed salmon contains the same protein as wild, but packs 15 grams of fat versus 1 gram. That's 215 calories versus 93 for identical protein. Barbecue chips and chicken nuggets act as protein bait. They smell protein-rich, but deliver mostly fat and carbohydrates. We keep eating, unconsciously chasing protein satisfaction while consuming excessive calories. There's a crucial twist. While higher protein aids weight management, excessive consumption may accelerate aging after 40. Plant proteins don't show these harmful effects. Animal proteins contain more methionine, which drives aging's building mania, while plant proteins have more arginine. The world's longest-lived populations share striking dietary patterns. Okinawan elders ate 90% plant-based foods with fish and soybeans. American Seventh-day Adventists live up to 10 years longer through exercise, avoiding smoking and alcohol, and structured diets. A study of 70,000 California Adventists revealed pescatarians consistently outlive everyone, including strict vegans. Their mortality rate was 19% lower than meat eaters and 5% lower than vegans. Fish consumption of 60 to 80 grams daily correlates with 15 to 20% lower mortality risk. Three caveats matter. First, fried fish increases heart failure risk by 48%. Benefits come from baked or broiled preparations. Second, optimal consumption is moderate, 25 to 30 grams daily. Excess beyond 100 gram may harm due to contaminants. Third, choose smaller fish like salmon, sardines, and herring over large predators like tuna. Despite mercury concerns, fish eaters show 47% less Alzheimer's plaque, up to 14% larger brain volumes, and significantly less memory loss, weekly consumption potentially making brains appear 15 years younger cognitively. Yogurt offers equally impressive benefits. MIT research found yogurt completely halted harmful belly fat in mice on high-fat, high-sugar diets without reducing calories. The magic lies in lactic acid bacteria, particularly Lactobacillus reuteri, which modulates fat storage and reduces inflammation. Harvard research tracking 120,000 participants found yogurt prevents middle-age weight gain more effectively than any other food. The optimal amount? 2 to 3 servings daily of unsweetened, probiotic-rich yogurt. With protein at 15% of calories, the remaining 85% sparks fierce debate. Should it come from carbohydrates or fat? The low-fat camp warns that fat raises LDL cholesterol and packs more calories. The low-carb faction counters that obesity and diabetes have surged despite decades of low-fat advice. The crucial insight: no single perfect diet exists. Quality matters more than quantity. However, one exception stands out. People with metabolic carbohydrate intolerance thrive on low-carb diets. Consider Stensteer Skaldemann. Following official guidelines, avoiding butter, eating bread and pasta, he exceeded 150 kilos. When he switched to bacon, eggs, and butter-fried steaks with cream sauces, he transformed from morbidly obese to fit as a young antelope within a year. Stanford researchers found identical diets produced opposite results. The differentiator? Insulin sensitivity. Women with higher insulin sensitivity thrived on low-fat diets. Those with insulin resistance succeeded dramatically on low-carb approaches. The bitter irony? Overweight people who most need effective diets typically have insulin resistance. And as obesity spreads globally, this metabolic disorder is becoming increasingly common. Children's sensitivity to sugar reveals its unique nature. Sucrose splits into glucose and fructose in the small intestine. While glucose follows normal energy pathways, the liver absorbs nearly all fructose, converting much into fat. Cancer researcher Lewis Cantley explains that fruits ripen at season's end, signaling scarcity. Our bodies evolved to convert fructose into fat reserves for winter. That's why fructose was spectacular for us 10,000 years ago, but today we don't have famines, and so we just get fat. Repeated fructose flooding causes insulin resistance and stimulates growth through the mTOR pathway in both normal and cancer cells. Studies show people getting 25% or more calories from added sugar have nearly triple the cardiovascular death risk. One daily soft drink ages cells by 1.9 years. Danish research found cola drinkers experienced 32% higher triglycerides and 143% more liver fat than milk drinkers, despite identical calories. For most people, carbohydrate type matters more than amount. Four quality factors: solid beats liquid, less processing, higher fiber, aim for carb-to-fiber ratio below 10:1, and lower glycemic index. Among high-carb foods, pulses, lentils, beans, chickpeas, peas outshine others. With extremely low glycemic values, high fiber, and more protein per gram than salmon, they promote remarkable fullness. In longevity regions, pulses are dietary staples. An international study found mortality risk fell 8% for every 20 grams of daily pulses, making them the number one survival factor in old age. Certain fats help you lose weight and extend lifespan. A Swedish study using identical muffins with different fats showed both groups gained 1.6 kilograms, but the sunflower oil group gained half fat and half muscle, while the palm oil group accumulated harmful liver and abdominal fat, proving different fats influence body composition independently of calories. Modern science validates Homer's liquid gold description of olive oil. In a Spanish Mediterranean diet study, women consuming olive oil showed 68% lower breast cancer risk and 33 to 46% reduced stroke risk. Extra virgin olive oil contains powerful polyphenols that reduce inflammation and protect against oxidative stress. Cheese offers vitamin K2 that directs calcium to bones rather than arterial walls, plus spermidine that activates cellular self-cleaning. The French paradox shows populations consuming traditional cheese-rich diets have lower cardiovascular disease despite higher saturated fat intake. Traditional foods have been unfairly demonized, leading many to replace them with sugary industrial snacks, a counterproductive choice fueling rising obesity. Omega-3 fatty acids from oily fish like salmon, mackerel, and sardines integrate into cell membranes, regulating inflammation and metabolism. They lower age-related disease risk and may reduce mortality by 17%. EPA and DHA improve heart rhythm, reduce triglycerides, and enhance mood and cognitive function. Two identical mice on junk food diets revealed timing's power. The mouse eating within 8 hours stayed lean and healthy, while the all-day eater became obese with metabolic disease. Our bodies process food differently throughout the day. Insulin sensitivity peaks in morning and declines later. Women eating 700-calorie breakfasts and 200-calorie dinners lost 18 pounds over 12 weeks, while those reversing this pattern lost only 8 pounds despite identical calories. Time-restricted eating reinforces circadian rhythms. After 12 to 14 hours of fasting, insulin drops, mTOR rests, and cells switch to cleanup mode through autophagy. A consistent 10 to 12-hour eating window improves metabolism, sleep, and energy. 12 practical guidelines emerged. Eat real food. Make plants your centerpiece. Choose fish over meat. Select yogurt and cheese over milk. Minimize sugar and eliminate trans fats. Embrace healthy fats from nuts, fish, seeds, avocados, and olive oil. Try low carb if insulin resistant. Leverage protein through yogurt, fish, nuts, and pulses. Practice time-restricted eating. Reduce brain inflammation with omega-3s. Supplement vitamin D3 and B12 if vegetarian. Enjoy your food. There's no single perfect diet. Your metabolic signature is unique. The best diet works for you, sustainably and joyfully, for life.